Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Homes.com has collaboration tools to help home shoppers search, share, and discuss home shopping with family, friends, and their agent directly through the site. Though it was fun to get that email from your husband about that three-bedroom in the hills, to which you replied via text that you would never live in the hills and you'd like to find a three-bedroom closer to the beach, to which he replied, "Why are you so uncompromising?" A fun way to spend an afternoon, but we think it's just a tad bit easier our way. Homes.com.
Ding dong.
We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. Kennedy, say hello to Kim from Chelmsford.
Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Also, her daughter, Aurora, is there. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. She's...
I don't blame her.
Quiet.
It's okay. Yeah,
it's early. I don't blame her. I feel the same way most mornings. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, ladies?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
How old is Aurora?
16.
Oh, so we are not cool.
Nope.
Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is now gone, out of the studio, can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ashley Tisdale wrote an article about the women in her mom group excluding her from events and making her feel unwelcome. Those moms included Hillary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. Which song brought Meghan Trainor to fame? What was her first big hit?
Oh, All About That Bass.
7 years ago today in 2019, Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and this man took home the Best Actor Award for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury. Who is the actor?
Can't think of his last name. Crap. Sorry.
That's all right. No, swear all you want. Kennedy says it's fine.
Yeah, crap is fine.
Question number 3. Bruno Mars says his new album is done, but there's no word yet on a release date. Which of these is not a former Bruno Mars album title? Which one is not? Versace Vernacular, Unorthodox Jukebox, or Doo-Wop and Hooligans? Which one is not?
The Unorthodox
Jukebox.
Never won that.
All right. Question number 4. Overeager fans thinks there's a new secret episode of Stranger Things coming out tomorrow. Obviously, that's not likely, but there's a documentary coming out Monday about the making of Season 5. Who are the two men that created Stranger Things?
The Duffer Brothers.
Question number 5. The trailer for the latest Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie, The Rip, is out. It hits Netflix on the 16th. Which Massachusetts city are Affleck and Damon both from? Growing up blocks apart.
Boston?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Going to school. Being a 16-year-old going to school this early is brutal, isn't it?
Yeah, they should let kids sleep, man.
Yeah. I keep trying to remember when I was in high school. I think my first class, like, final bell was 7:20.
I walked in the front door at 8 and then out the back door at 8:05. That was my daily routine.
I think Kennedy was the same.
No.
Kim got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
Kennedy!
Did I even hit the button? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Here we go. These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Ashley Tisdale wrote an article about the women in her mom group excluding her from events and making her feel unwelcome. And those moms include some pretty famous people. Hilary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore.
They all seem like such sweet ladies.
Being a mom's tough. Which song brought Meghan Trainor to fame? What was the first big hit?
All About That Bass.
No Trouble.
Thank you.
Well, that's pretty brave to put that out there in the public, knowing they're in your neighborhood and you're going to see them at the drop-off.
She don't care.
I obviously have no experience, but I hear that the mom groups online can get a little toxic at times.
Yeah, it's...
Or very rich.
I bet that changes things.
1-1, question number 2. 7 years ago today in 2019, Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and this man took home the Best Actor Award for his portrayal for Freddie Mercury. Who's the actor?
Rami Malek.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. That's I couldn't think of his first name.
It's always so much easier once Kennedy says it.
Exactly.
Bruno Mars says his new album is done, but there's no word yet on a release date. Which of these is not a former Bruno Mars album title? Which one is not? Versace Vernacular, Unorthodox Jukebox, or Doo-Wops and Hooligans?
The first one.
3-1, question
that
number.
That slaps.
It's going to be my album title.
Overeager fans think there's a new secret episode of Stranger Things coming out tomorrow. Obviously, that's not likely, but there is a documentary coming out Monday about the making of season 5. Who are the two men that created Stranger Things?
The Duffer Brothers.
I'm going to need you to watch this so we can talk about it on the show, please.
I'll watch it today.
We'll give you like another 48 hours.
I'll watch it today. I started to watch it and then I couldn't focus on it. Mm-hmm. And if I can't pay attention, what's the point in watching it? Because I'll miss stuff and then I'll be like, why did this just happen?
4-2, question number 5. The trailer for the latest Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie, The Rip, is out.
Guys.
I saw the trailer.
Guys.
I didn't watch the trailer. Is it good?
Guys.
It looks good.
I play it for you, but you can't say it on the radio.
Yeah, it looks good. It's, you know, and the plot, who cares? So anyway, it hits Netflix on the 16th. Which Massachusetts city are Affleck and Damon both from? Growing up blocks apart.
Why don't I know this answer? Is it Cambridge?
It is the Republic of Cambridge. That is correct.
I said that afterwards. Sorry.
No cursing with Aurora in the car.
Oh, my gosh. The Aurora women around here.
Oh, am I cursing? Really? I'm sorry.
I don't know. You and Kennedy will have to determine what's cursing and what's not on the
show. I do not swear.
We're really loosening the reins on what cursing is in 2026.
I know.
5-2 final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kim, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to Wonder the Musical playing now through February 8th at the Loeb Drama Center. For tickets, visit AmericanRepertoryTheater.org. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Hey, thank you.
Oh, thank you to you and Aurora for listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Kim from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru 2020, in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, welcome in Julie from Cambridge.
Hello, Julie.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Julie.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Julie, you get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000 this morning. How does that sound?
It sounds awesome.
Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Norman Reedus, 57 today. He played Daryl Dixon on which TV show for 175 episodes before getting his own spin-off series?
The Walking Dead.
Bruno Mars says his new album is done. No word yet on a release date. Bruno has had 9 songs reach number 1, including this one. Take a listen and then name the song.
So your sex takes me to paradise. Yeah, your sex takes me to paradise and it shows.
Name the song.
Locked Out of Heaven.
Olivia Rodrigo's website has a driver's license renewal form on it, and it teases that something is coming Thursday, which is the 5-year anniversary of her breakout hit, Driver's License. In the song, Rodrigo sings, "And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about." Who is she referencing there?
Sabrina Carpenter.
And isn't Sabrina Carpenter only like 2 years older than her or something?
Yeah. A couple years, like, but when you're 17, years,
yeah.
It's
right,
a monumental gap.
Right. Question number 4. The world's oldest Twinkie is turning 50. A chemistry teacher in Maine opened it in 1976 after a student asked how long they'd last. It's been sitting in a glass case at the school for decades as a science experiment. In the movie where Woody Harrelson's character, Tallahassee, is scouring a post-apocalyptic America for the last Twinkie.
Zombieland?
Imagine I have to make the pitch for that movie to a record or to a movie executive.
That movie's awesome for
put
the record.
Put it on the back of a business card for me, would you? 51 years ago today, 1975, the first episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC. It's still running today. A vowel has cost the same amount since 1983. How much is it to buy a vowel on Wheel of Fortune?
A vowel costs $250.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! The only thing that hasn't been affected by inflation.
What are you up to today, Julie?
I'm just sitting in my parking lot about to go into work.
You're a special ed teacher?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. That's amazing work.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Julie from Cambridge. Got 5 out of 5.
Wow. Crap. Well done, friend. Well done.
$1,000 on the line. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
It's a lot of money, Kennedy.
Okay. I'm ready.
Sal's listening. Norman Reedus, 57 today. He played Daryl Dixon on which TV show for 175 episodes before getting his own spin-off series?
Walking Dead.
Bruno Mars says his new album is done. No word yet on a release date. He's had 9 songs reach number 1, including this one. Named this song.
So your sex takes me to paradise. Yeah, your sex takes me to paradise and it shows.
Locked Out of Heaven.
I think.
Olivia Rodrigo's website has the driver's license renewal form on it, and it teases that something on Thursday is coming. That is the 5-year anniversary of her breakthrough hit, Driver's License. In that song, Rodrigo sings, "And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about."
Good dramatic reading.
Who's she referencing there?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Have you seen the NBA referee that's been doing the dramatic readings of penalties after a challenge?
I have not, no.
Kennedy, you got to find this guy. He's like doing a Broadway presentation in the middle of an NBA game.
Okay. I'm here for it.
The world's oldest Twinkie is turning 50. Chemistry teacher in Maine opened it in 1976 after a student asked how long they would last. It's been sitting in a glass case at the school for decades as a science experiment. Name the movie where Woody Harrelson's character Tallahassee is scouring a post-apocalyptic America for the last Twinkie.
Zombieland.
51 years ago today, 1975, the first episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC. It is still running today. A vowel has cost the same amount since 1983. How much is it to buy a vowel on Wheel of Fortune?
I'm going to say it's $100.
Good guess. Question number one, you said The Walking Dead. Absolutely. Question number two, you said Locked Out of Heaven. That is correct. Question number three, Sabrina Carpenter. Yes, that is who she's singing about. Question number four is Zombieland. And question number five, you said $100. That is incorrect.
No!
It is $250.
Oh, my gosh!
Congratulations, Julie from Cambridge. You just won yourself $1,000.
Thank you.
I'm going to get fired.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you, Julie.
Julie, let
Thank
that
so
sink
much.
In. You just picked up a grand. Wow.
$250 for an A?
Since 83.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a time to be alive.
I mean it.
To be alive. Wow, that button keeps just going. I don't know what's going on. Yes, hashtag suck it, Sal.
The record's skipping.
What's going on?
God,
something
I
wrong
can't.
With the machine in 2026. All right, Kennedy, what do you want to say to Julie before we let her go?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't be Julie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Remember when I told you about this?
5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's healthcare needs.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
The teardrop represents her after losing a game.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try. I mean, you're definitely as gangster as Post Malone, and he has them all
you
over.
You ain't gonna win.
It's fine.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
The only thing getting tattooed on my face is my eyebrows, so okay.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. Kennedy, say hi to Jill from Billerica.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Kennedy.
Jill, will you kick Kennedy and her new tattoo out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win $100 this morning. She has gone into that soundproof studio. Just a reminder. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, a list of TV shows turning 50 this year include Three's Company, The Muppet Show, and Family Feud. Who is the current host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
A$AP Rocky dropped a new song called Punk Rocky, and Winona Ryder is in the music video. Who does A$AP Rocky share his children with?
Ooh, Rihanna.
The Fate of Ophelia is now Taylor Swift's longest leading hit with 9 weeks at number one. With the phrase Fate of Ophelia, Swift is referencing which tragic play?
Ooh, I'm assuming it's a Shakespeare play. I'm going to have to guess and say Midsummer's Night.
Question number four, Paramount Plus has announced there will be one more season of Mayor of Kingstown. the Taylor Sheridan series. We'll get a fifth season wrapping up all of the storylines. Who is the star?
Ooh, wait, what was the show?
Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh, God. No idea.
And question number five. Okay, if you don't know, you don't know. It's all right.
Nah.
Question number five. The 10th and final season of Queer Eye will premiere this month, with the Fab Five giving their final lifestyle and self-improvement makeovers to people. What are the five areas of expertise the Fab Five cover on the show?
Food, culture, hair, lifestyle, and, oh God. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand, Jill, you work as a recruiter?
Yes.
For the Marines? Army?
Oh, no, no, not the Marines. Just the Air Force, you know. No.
Just the Air Force?
No, I'm just kidding. No, no, no. Oh. Nothing like that.
Like a corporate recruiter.
Yeah, corporate recruiter.
So you
it's
have
a little
to be,
easier, a little less intense.
Do you have to be really good at spinning, you know, people's experience to make it sound a little bit more than it actually is?
Yes, and also spinning corporate life to make it sound like you want to join.
So a lot like a Marine recruiter. Just
kind of, yeah. Convincing people to join us.
Could you work up something for morning radio, DJ, please?
Of course, yes. Yeah. Do you love early morning? Do you love...
Will you work for free coffee? And
no, I don't want any of that.
I would. I
No, I mean, I'm trying to get out, not get in.
Oh, yeah.
Can you thrive in this fast-paced environment?
Yeah.
Jill got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
A list of TV shows turning 50 this year include Three's Company, The Muppet Show, and Family Feud. Who's the current host of Family Feud?
Family Feud is Steve Harvey.
1-1. A$AP Rocky dropped a new song. It's called Punk Rocky. And Winona Ryder is in the music video. Who does A$AP Rocky share his kids with?
Rihanna.
2-2. The Fate of Ophelia is now Taylor Swift's longest leading hit, with 9 weeks at number one. With the phrase Fate of Ophelia, Swift is referencing which tragic play?
Hamlet.
It is Hamlet, 3-2.
Ugh.
Paramount Plus has announced there will be one more season of Mayor of Kingstown. The Taylor Sheridan series will get a fifth season wrapping up.
Is that
up.
A Taylor Sheridan series?
Everything is a Taylor
I
Sheridan
didn't
series.
Know. I know. Between him and RuPaul, that's all Paramount Plus is.
Who's the star?
Jeremy Renner.
Does anybody watch that show?
I watched the first 3 episodes, mm-hmm. and I liked it. I just
I've
didn't stick
tell
with
you.
It, and I forgot. And, yeah, I just haven't got back
all
in.
All I could think of was Mayor of Easttown.
That's what
I
was thinking.
Like Kate Winslet.
Yeah, that one's. I watched that one. It's just so depressing.
That's I don't know how they're going to wrap that up.
Yeah, not well.
That one is just every episode was
just
another
do
deeper, darker
just do it.
Secret. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. 4-2 question number 5. The 10th and final season of Queer Eye will premiere this month, with the Fab Five giving their final lifestyle and self-improvement makeovers to people. What are the 5 areas of expertise for them?
Okay, so we've got like fashion, like clothing and stuff. We have like hair care, you know, skincare, that the grooming of it all. We have interior design. We have cooking. And I don't think I know the last one.
You're missing Karamo.
What did he do?
He was culture and lifestyle.
That's it.
Yeah, food, home design, grooming, culture, and lifestyle, and fashion.
There you have it.
Yeah. Well, we get half points.
It's a tough one to remember all of them.
That's a big question.
Yeah. That's why I made it 5.
Yeah, that is a good one.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Jill, don't get the money. But thank you for calling in the play this morning. And
thank you so much.
Oh, of course. It's our pleasure. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I could not beat Kennedy.
Hoorah!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Good talk.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Sorry, I was spaced out. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Welcome back. Beat her.
Sometimes I disassociate.
Lost in the eyes of Justin Bieber. Is that what it was?
Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kylie from Reading.
Hey, Kylie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kylie?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Kylie from Reading. And you could win yourself this morning $1,000.
Oh, boy.
And I will say this. Kennedy is a mess this week. She's lost several times, including $1,000 earlier this morning. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Kennedy's gone into the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Take a listen to this song. So the song is called Southside. It features vocals from Gwen Stefani and which producer slash DJ?
Oh, my God. I actually don't know.
Should have caught the cheat sheet yesterday afternoon with Greg, Freddie, and Andrea. That's all I'm saying. Question number two. SB Nation thinks the Seattle Seahawks have the best chance of winning the Super Bowl. They're followed by the Rams, the 49ers, the Bills, and the Broncos. Where are the Pats on that list, Dan?
Sixth.
Who do the Pats play this Sunday in their wild card playoff game?
Oh, my God. And I just watched the game, too. I think it was like it wasn't the Dolphins. I'll just go with the Dolphins.
I wish it was the Dolphins. We smacked them around.
Question number three. The movie Jack Black most regrets turning down is this animated movie about a family of superheroes. Name the film.
Oh, my God, The Incredibles.
Yeah, apparently they had offered him to be the villain.
Syndrome, yeah.
Question number four.
I read that on Facebook.
There's a new trailer for the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie. It hits Netflix on the 16th. Name the movie.
I wish I knew. I don't have Netflix. I'll skip that one.
And question number five. Actress Sarah Paulson got DK tattooed above her wrist in honor of this iconic actress who passed away in 2025. Who was the actress?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And you understand you're on your way to work. What do you do, Kylie?
I work for the town of Andover as a lunch lady, so I help feed the kids.
Oh, that is wonderful.
What is for lunch today? Mm-hmm.
They're doing a beef burrito bowl. It's actually really fun. They get
school
to do all
lunches.
The fixings they like and everything.
I've come a long way.
Beef burrito bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. All right, Kennedy, I have Kylie. Welcome back. I have Kylie getting 1 out of 5 correct.
So
burrito bowl. Sooge. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Take a listen to this song. Oh, there we go. The song is called Southside. It featured vocals from Gwen Stefani and which producer slash DJ?
Is it Moby?
Moby.
Good pull.
Thank you.
1-0. Question number two. SB Nation thinks the Seattle Seahawks have the best chance of winning the Super Bowl. They're followed by the Rams, the 49ers, the Bills, and the Broncos. Who do the Pats play this Sunday in their wild card playoff game?
The
Gary's
sports team from a different state.
I've been yelling about him for 2 days.
I know you have, and I can't. I usually can, like, try and repeat what you've said earlier in my head, but I can't do it. Who is it?
I believe it is the L.A. Chargers.
That's the correct
answer. Who cares? 1-0 for Kennedy. Question number 3. The movie Jack Black most regrets turning down is this animated movie about a family of superheroes. Name the movie.
The Incredibles?
Yeah, he was going to be the villain. 2-1. Question number 4. There's a new trailer for the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie that hits Netflix on the 16th. Name the movie.
The Rip.
The Rip is correct.
That's a really hard question, dude. I just happened to have watched the trailer this morning.
Oh, really?
That is tough.
I've been hearing about this a lot lately. 3-1. Question number 5. Actress Sarah Paulson got DK tattooed above her wrist in honor of this iconic actress who died in 2025. Who is she?
Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton is it. Correct. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kylie, unfortunately, you don't get the money, but thank you for that wonderful work you are doing in the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
Slap it, Joe. Do kids even know that if you sing that at school?
No, they don't.
Carson, that's from the 1900s. Of course, they don't know it. It is from the 1900s.
Yes. But it's Adam Sandler, an icon. We got to teach these youngins, Dan. My basketball buddy said, I'm actually too old now to be even called Unk.
Yeah, you've reached elder status.
Yes.
That's what all the kids tell me I am, that I'm Unk.
I'm past Unk status. That's how old I am. All right. Well, Kylie, thanks so much for calling to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kylie, and I'm from Reading, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, everybody. It's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
With comprehensive reports on local schools you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Curious about where a school ranks in the state? Look no further. Percentage of teachers in their first or second year? We've got it. Lowest student-teacher ratio? No problem. The best cafeteria lunch in the district for your 9-year-old food blogger? Would it surprise you if we said yes? Homes.com.
Bing dong.
We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.